Order.
I'm giving a straight up answer. It would pay the members
order,
to listen.
Order.
Food Safety Minister Jo Goodhue versus her Labour shadow, Damien O'Connor.
Why won't the Minister take a precautionary approach?
Jo Goodhue's answers to Damien O'Connor's questions about the risk of hepatitis A from imported frozen berries later in the program. First, though, Tom Fruin reports on the sin-binning of a third Labour MP for making disparaging remarks about the Speaker, David Carter.
For the second time in as many months, the day in the House began with the Speaker handing over to his deputy, Chester Burrows, to rule on a question of privilege arising from comments about David Carter, this time by Labour MP Ruth Dyson. As with the earlier referrals to the Privileges Committee of her leader Andrew Little and Chief Whip Chris Hipkins, the complaints came from National's Chief Whip Tim McIndoe and drew a similar response from Mr Burrows.
Because the matters relate to the Speaker, he has asked me to consider it and rule on them. It is suggested that the comments complained of could each come out to contempt of the House and that they reflect on the Speaker in his capacity as Speaker. On Twitter, comments from an account in Ms Dyson's name say the Speaker is incompetent, biased, doesn't like the job, lazy, sexist, doesn't give a toss. Order.
Mr Burrows said the question of privilege was significant.
In a recent report unanimously supported by members, the Privileges Committee stated that reflections against the Speaker or other presiding officers, and in particular any comment that alleges that they have been biased in performing their duties, are among the most serious reflections that can be made about members.
The Deputy Speaker said Ruth Dyson's comments did raise a question of privilege.
The question therefore stand referred to the Privilege Committee. In recent weeks I have been in the unprecedented position of referring three matters of privilege to the Privileges Committee, each relating to reflections on the Speaker in his role as Speaker. This House has long considered the Speaker to be in a special position, and that attacks on the Speaker have been thought to undermine the integrity of the House. The Speaker does not participate in debate and cannot respond to criticism or personal attacks in the way that other members can. It is not reasonable for members to take advantage of that fact, even when they strongly disagree with the decision of the Speaker. Members are entitled to disagree with a ruling and are free to say so. However, they should not turn that disagreement into a personal reflection. And you're out of order.
And the Deputy Speaker remained on his feet until handing the chair back to Mr Carter to conduct question time.
That report from Tom Fruin. Now back to Food Safety Minister Jo Goodhue and questions to her from Labour's Damien O'Connor about several cases of hepatitis A linked to imported frozen berries.
Why did the Minister not act and ask retailers to remove products that are possibly contaminated, as happened in Australia 9 months ago?
The Minister indicated her answer would be a long one.
In Australia some 9 months ago, there were 31 cases of hepatitis A. Now, in all 31 cases in Australia, the genotyping was the same for all of the 31 and was able to be traced to a single product which was able to be recalled. Here in New Zealand, 3 of the 4 cases have had the genotyping completed, and what we know is it's a different source to the Australian cases. I'm giving a straight-up answer. It would pay the members to listen.
Order. A straight-up answer has been given. Further supplementary? Supplementary question, Mr. the Honourable Damien O'Connor.
In response to later questions, Jo Goodhue had some advice for consumers.
Now, I can advise the House that what people need to do if they have frozen imported berries, which have a 3-year shelf life, they need to bring them to 85 degrees for 1 minute or to bring them to the boil.
But that only led to another question from Damien O'Connor.
Does the Minister realise that a huge number of frozen berries are never taken to 85 degrees and are in fact put directly into drinks around this country? And why won't the Minister take a precautionary approach?
Order. Question's been asked. The Honourable Jo Goodhue.
We have given the advice to New Zealanders that will keep them safe. I urge the member to read the advice rather than pretending that we haven't given that advice.
Food Safety Minister Joe Goodhue answering questions there from Labour's Damien O'Connor, whose request for a snap debate on a totally different subject, the mistreatment of bobby calves as reported by the Sunday television programme, was declined by the Speaker David Carter following question time. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.